Welcome back in. Morning Drive, Friday edition, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Ryan Hartman coming up at 9:30, Preds Forward, looking forward to that. Also, Chase with some very exclusive audio, a one-on-two sit-down last night, handicap match interview. We'll play that for you coming up in a little bit, so looking forward to that. But right now, we stick to sports.
Let's see how smart the guys really are. No funny business. Stick to sports. Now on Morning Drive.
I am looking forward to this segment today. Didn't get to do it yesterday. Had the great Rick Bird on with us. So we decided to just punt it for yesterday. So I've saved some stuff. I've added some new stuff. So I'm excited about Stick to Sports.
Translation,
today.
You didn't add anything new. You just bagged it from yesterday and brought it in today.
That is false.
Oh,
and I
erroneous.
Do not appreciate.
Erroneous, sir.
These better not be leftovers.
No, there's a couple, but I do not appreciate that accusation because I'm going to lead things off with something that I added.
Excellent television show, by the way.
Yeah.
Leftovers.
I'm going to put something that I added last night. First reported by WSMV here in Nashville. Former Ole Miss coach Hugh Freeze reportedly has been offered the offensive coordinator position at Innsworth High School. Now, Nick, I know you're new here. Innsworth is a private school here in town, a very good football program. Ricky Bowers, who is the athletic director, longtime football coach, actually resigned.
Got good pretty quickly.
Yes, they did. And Jeremy Garrett is now the new head coach at Innsworth. He played at Ole Miss, and so he has reportedly offered Hugh Freeze the offensive coordinator position. What do you guys think? Would this be the right move for Hugh Freeze?
I don't know if it's the right move for Hugh Freeze, but it's the right move for the program if they want to score a bazillion points. I mean, this guy could score and beat Nick Saban 2 years in a row. I mean, he's going to put up a ton of points if he's the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, when he gets all the players illegally.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that guy's an offensive.
Yeah, I disagree. I think
really?
I think he's a good coach. I don't think he's anything special. I think he got a lot of crazy recruits and. I think it's a big win for Innsworth, but is there any bad publicity that comes along with a guy who preaches one way of life and lives another way of life? That's just as much a distraction as anything else. I don't know if it's worth it because he's got this recruiting cloud hanging over him. I mean, it feels we've had multiple schools in this area that have had recruiting issues, right? I mean, there's been some private schools in the area that have had, whether it's PGA or BA or whatever, there's been some stuff out there, and it just feels weird to bring him, I don't know, it just feels weird to me.
What feels more weird, him coaching high school football or Butch Jones being an intern?
Definitely Hugh Freeze at Innsworth.
Okay.
Well, he has a high school background, right?
Yes, he was the guy with
That's right.
With
Mike Lohr. Yeah.
He was responsible for Michael Lohr going to Ole Miss, and it's shocking he got the job at Ole Miss. After Michael Lohr went to Ole Miss, he got the job at Ole Miss as Ed Orgeron's right-hand lapdog. And then, of course, you know, went on, I think, what, Arkansas State for a couple years and then ended up at Ole Miss. And we know exactly how that ended.
speaking of Michael Lohr, do you think Porth has seen The Blind Side?
Oh, my God.
I actually think he has.
Yeah?
Yeah,
I actually think
he has.
The question is, has he read the book? The book is way better.
Well, I haven't read the book.
The book is phenomenal.
I can't read.
The book doesn't include Sandra Bullock.
The book is phenomenal.
I was elected to lead, not to read.
And her garbage Texas accent in that movie.
Number two.
Mess with my brisket.
So the Big East has recommended that a player has to play in college for two or more years or instead of the one and done. They're trying to get rid of the one and done in college basketball. They're going to form this elite player unit and all this stuff to try and make things different. But the Big East recommending this. What do you guys think? Would you prefer the play two or more years and then go to the NBA or stick with the one and done?
No, I mean, I'm all about capitalizing as much as you can on your ability and making money. I don't think you should have to stay 1 year for something. To me, I want one and dones to be eliminated and go right from high school to the pros.
Yeah, I agree. I'm fine with a two-year rule, but I think you should be allowed to go out of high school. I think it should be a three-year rule. Like baseball, you can either go out of high school or go to college. But if you go to college, you got to stay 3 years.
And that is the rule. I'm sorry, I misread. It is two or more years, or you just go straight from high school.
See, now I'm totally on board with that.
Is it going to be an NCAA thing, or is it the Big East for their conference?
And here's the problem with that.
This is an NBA rule.
But the Big East is recommending that the NBA do this?
Yeah, the two entities come to this agreement.
So here's the deal. If the NBA does that, then it would apply to everybody because the NBA can't do it specifically for a conference. But if a conference were to implement that rule, they would be signing their own death warrant for recruiting. If a if the SEC were to implement a rule on its own saying, hey, you got to stay 2 years, not a single player is coming to the SEC at that point. They're all going to go to other schools. So you have to have you have to have the NBA on board with this, and you have to have all conferences on board with this for it to work. I would 100% support it, though. 2 years or go straight out of high school. I'm fine with that. In fact, I think it should be three.
Stick to sports. Number three.
Sticking with the NBA, there is a rule being batted around that there would be a play-in tournament to determine some of the lower seeds for the NBA playoffs to kind of change things up a little bit, add a little more excitement. LeBron James, a.k.a. LeGoat, does not like this rule. Would you guys like this?
No, it's a joke. I mean, there's three teams that have a mathematical chance of winning. It's Golden State as the big favorite, Cleveland, and or Houston. So to add a play-in situation, it's bad enough in college basketball. We have the first four. I think it's a joke in the NBA where we know only three out of 16 teams have a somewhat of a mathematical chance of winning.
I'm torn on this because I agree with you, Nick. From a principal standpoint, I agree with you on the NBA. I do love the wild card in baseball, though. I know it's a terrible way to decide the last, like, it's just 162 games, and it comes down to one pitching outing. I don't like that, but I love
I don't like it.
But I love the drama of that game. That game is, especially if my team's not playing in that game, I love that game because it's such a dramatic, intense, fun, you know, that's what makes March Madness great. It's one and done. So if there's a, it depends on the format. You know, if you could get some one and done type of tournament, then maybe I might be more interested in who's the 7 seed or the 8 seed if they're playing a one and done tournament to get into the tournament. I don't know. It's more basketball. I'm not sure we need that.
The thing with baseball that I used to love was 163, and you wouldn't get that every year. It was just every now and then you would get game 163, and I think that created some drama, and they tried to overdo that with the wild card play-in game or whatever you want to call it, and I think it took away from it.
Yeah, I remind our boss Ryan Porth of the year that the Outlider and the Mets beat the Reds in the game 163 all the time.
Was that 2000?
Braden, I've been asked to pull you off the air. So.
That's fine. So am I done for the day?
Yeah, go
see you
go
guys
see
Monday.
Maybe.
Number four.
The West Coast. There are three West Coast NFL teams that are trying to get a bylaw that says that a team from the West Coast doesn't have to play more than three games with an earlier than 1 o'clock kickoff if they have to go play a road game. And this is a rule that's being proposed by the 49ers, Chargers, and the Cardinals. This is the story from Sporting News. They would propose a new NFL bylaw that would limit the number of early kickoffs for West Coast teams on the road. This is coming from Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated. The bylaw says no team will be scheduled to play more than three away games with a scheduled kickoff time prior to 1 p.m. in the time zone of their home stadium without consent. Do you like this rule, or do they need to just get over it?
I mean, there is some, I think, data that shows West Coast teams, the East Coast, for early starts, struggle. I know it's one of the trends you use when you're picking NFL games against the spreads.
Not here in Nashville. Oakland had no problem with it.
No.
2 years in a row.
I mean, but you know what? You're paid millions and millions of dollars. Adjust your body clock.
You got 2 days flying on Thursday or Friday. I'm with you, Nick. It seems like you're making a mountain out of a molehill here. Like I said, Oakland came into town at noon and had no problem against the Titans a couple times. So, I get it, but fly in on Thursday, by Friday afternoon, you should be acclimated to the time zone, and then you're starting just like you would any other time.
I mean, I moved from the Eastern time zone to the Central time zone to do radio. You see me complaining?
Yeah, you're a hero.
Yeah. Suck it up.
You're a hero.
You're a soldier.
Number five.
And tomorrow, Nashville SC at Nissan Stadium. They make their debut at home. They've started the regular season already, but what are you guys wanting to see? Not necessarily from the game itself. I know we all would love a win, but what are you hoping to see with the USL and Nashville SC making their debut?
Number one for me is I want the record, baby. I want the record for attendance for a USL home opener inaugural game. They're close. We're at about 18,000 tickets right now. The record is 20,132, I believe, is the record. So we are right around a couple thousand tickets away from potentially setting a record for a first-ever home game in the USL. I want that on my mantle. That's number one. Buy some tickets. Go to the game.
The number one thing I want to see is a good group, good turnout, and have some fun in that suite. because we're going to be in the suite tomorrow for the game. And I think we have a couple of listeners coming in as well.
Yes.
So some good times, and we'll enjoy the day. That's what I'm looking forward to. The heck with the on-field product.
Our club, our town, our country.
I'm worried about us.
I like that. I think that's a good way to look at it. All right, I have a bonus question.
Ooh!
Because I didn't get to do this yesterday. Bonus question. The Grizz lost to the New Orleans Hornets or the Pelicans last night. They lost by 61 points.
Oh, my God. That's all. There's not even a comment there. We just want to let people know that they lost by 61.
Yeah, I thought that was really, really bad. Are they just tanking?
That's like a UConn Huskies.
Like, do you even show your face after losing by 61 in the NBA?
I mean, I'm sure they're all buddies at the same
and
party
it wasn't
afterward.
The Pelicans, it was the Hornets.
It must have been a long night at the club.
Like, they all go out afterward together and hang out and with their millions. No, we're kidding.
It was against the Charlotte Hornets, so Julian's happy. But, I get confused. You know, New Orleans Hornets, what they used to be.
Yeah, that's ugly. I don't think the Hornets are very good, right? Like, they're not a good team.
I don't know. I don't know much about the NBA. I'm going to an NBA game tonight, and I don't really know what I'm getting into.
I don't think they're a very good team. You're going up to a Pacers game?
I'm going to the Pacers and the Clippers.
Ooh.
Hold on, pause. You're going where?
Yeah.
Going to Indy.
And a concert, too, right?
Yeah.
Tonight?
Yes.
Yeah. On the road.
Wow.
It's actually a road trip.
It's actually a super, super easy road trip to Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah.
It's like three and three quarters. You can get there in like 4 hours.
I hear they have some snow on the ground, but they know how to take care of their roads because they get it all the time.
Yes, they do.
All right, coming up, big 9 o'clock hour. That will include Preds forward Ryan Hartman. And how do the Preds shake this one off? We'll get back into that on the other side. It's Morning Drive on ESPN, 102.5 The Game.